From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In just 8 days, the federal government could shut down. That is, unless Democrats and Republicans can agree on a spending bill to fund the government for the rest of the year. NPR's national political correspondent, Mara Liasson, explains what a shutdown could mean.
In private, talks continue on a possible compromise. But in public, the two parties are squaring off, trying to make sure if there is a shutdown, the other side gets the blame. Here's President Obama at his press conference last week.
People should be careful about, you know, being too loose in terms of talking about a government shutdown, because this is not an abstraction. You know, people don't get their Social Security checks. They don't get their veterans payments. You know, basic functions shut down.
In fact, it's unlikely Social Security and veterans checks would stop coming. We'll have more on that in just a moment. Still, budget expert Stan Collender says a government shutdown is a very big deal.
Everybody may hate federal spending, but they like federal services. And that's what happened back in 95 and 96 when we had the last two shutdowns. Within minutes of the shutdown, after everyone got over the initial kind of amusement of the situation, they realized suddenly that they couldn't apply for a passport and couldn't apply for a visa, and national parks were closed, and they were angry as hell about it.
The memory of that 1995 shutdown and the blame Republicans got for causing it may be why House Speaker John Boehner insists that this time the GOP does not want a shutdown. Instead, he says,
we have some Democrats here on Capitol Hill threatening to shut down the government rather than to cut spending and to follow the will of the American people.
Republican strategist Ed Rogers thinks the GOP is right to try to inoculate itself against the political repercussions of a shutdown.
Whatever the department is going to get cut, it ultimately gets down to producing, you know, the media equivalent of widows and orphans that are going to go without, and the heartless Republicans. So that to avoid the good guys versus the bad guys, like we had during the Gingrich era, to avoid that is important.
Former House Speaker Newt Gingrich ended up as the number one bad guy in the conventional retelling of the mid-90s shutdown. But he thinks the political lessons of that experience had a silver lining for Republicans that just might be applicable today.
When we shut the government down, we convinced our base we were serious, and we became the first reelected Republican House majority since 1928. So it's a little hard for me to believe that it hurt us. But I think in this case, what you don't want to do is just play games with it. If they can find a way to keep the government open in a principled manner, they should.
For Speaker Boehner, that means a continuing resolution, or CR, Washington jargon for a temporary spending bill, that includes spending cuts.
I am not going to move any kind of short-term CR at current levels. When we say we're going to cut spending, read my lips. We're going to cut spending.
Exactly what level of cuts would satisfy Boehner's Tea Party freshman is unclear. They've already forced him to double the original level of cuts in the GOP budget bill. And there are also political perils for Democrats in the standoff. They don't want to be in the position of merely defending spending. That's why the White House today said the president would be willing to make some additional cuts. New Jersey Congressman Rob Andrews is eager to show that Democrats are the reasonable ones.
One thing about a government shutdown, the government doesn't stop taking money out of your paycheck every Friday. People still pay taxes, but they get no services. How anybody could put the country at risk of that situation is beyond me, and that's why the House Democrats and now the Senate Democrats have stepped forward and said, look, let's make a temporary agreement, let's negotiate reasonably, and go forward from there.
So that's where things stand now. Speaker Boehner says he needs some unspecified level of spending cuts to keep the government running. The White House and Senate Democrats say they're willing to take some unspecified level of cuts. All that's left is for the two sides to negotiate a compromise. Government expert Paul Light thinks that unlike 1995, Republicans might actually have an edge in this year's negotiations because the public's desire for fiscal restraint is so great. But Light says if there is a shutdown, both sides will suffer.
I think Americans are pretty well disgusted with how Washington is working, and a shutdown will damage both parties. And I think these games about who cuts what and a continuing resolution, they're just games. The vast, vast, vast majority of Americans don't understand a thing about how the budget process works. And they certainly wouldn't understand this kind of late maneuvering over a continuing resolution.
The public may not understand, but most of the players agree this kind of maneuvering will probably continue until the very last minute late next week. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.